Who says love is just for the young? On this Valentine's Day Eve, Cognoscenti contributor Marcia Deal has this love story about a couple whose combined age is 193.
My mother has a new boyfriend. She never calls him that. She calls him her significant other. Sometimes she forgets and says, "What is it that I call him?" "Significant other," I say. "Oh, yes," she says. My parents were a love match, married 55 years until my father's death 15 years ago. Like my dad, mother's significant other, John, is a younger man. She's 102. He's 91. They met at her nursing home in Pennsylvania. He had been a psychologist, and she had sung with the Trenton Opera Company before becoming a minister's wife. I bet John loves that picture of her as a lovely young woman in a low-cut Carmen costume. A week before my mother's birthday in January, I went to visit and met John in the dining room. "I have something special planned for her birthday," he whispered to me at dinner. 40 or so guests from her unit waited in the day room on the big day. We wheeled her in and sang the requisite song. Time passes slowly in a place like that. Cupcakes on napkins can take a half hour or more to eat. Grand gestures take longer, too. From across the room, John bumped his walker towards her and then bent over for a kiss. On the lips! She beamed like a debutante. "He's a good kisser," she confided later. I think it was their first kiss, but even they might not know if it was. She just knows he's her significant other, and he knows she's his. It's so pure, so down to the essence, so dear. Short-term memory loss has its compensations. One of them is what the yogis teach, being in the moment. Their eyes light up when they meet. I'm 65 and have been fancy-free, as the Brits say, for many years. Is it possible I envy my 102-year-old mother? Of course I do. Don't you?
That sweet story from Cognoscenti contributor Marcia Deal. Her mother, Polly Deal, died 3 days after her 102nd birthday. Marcia had already written this essay when she received the news, but decided to share it with us. You can find Marcia's essay and many others at WBUR.org.